There have been a number of major hacks recently of private information, including Colin Powell's private emails, Democratic National Committee documents, and Olympic athletes' medical records. Many of those breaches are known, or at least believed to have been perpetrated by Russian hackers. But those hacks could look like child's play if hackers succeed at perpetrating a larger-scale attack, one that takes down the entire internet. Bruce Schneier is a security technologist and a fellow at the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard University. He also writes the popular blog Schneier on Security. And he says that right now, someone is trying to learn how to do that, how to take down the internet. Bruce, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so in your post, it's titled, Someone is Learning to Take Down the Internet. Now, what do you mean by take down the internet?
Well, make it not work. There's a type of attack called the denial of service attack, where basically an attacker goes to a site and bombards it with so much traffic that legitimate users can't get there and in a sense takes the site offline. This has been done for years. It's not new. There are lots of companies that work on defensive techniques. It's done for political reasons. It's done for fun. It's done for extortion. There's someone on the internet right now learning how to do that at scale. To internet backbone companies. And
okay, stop, pause right there for a second. Internet backbone companies, meaning who?
Meaning companies that run the internet. So you might think of large service providers, telcos, name service providers, companies that provide the infrastructure that makes the network, that if a commercial site goes down, you can't get there. If one of these sites go down, you can't get to a lot of places.
Well, because like in your post, you write about one of them, VeriSign, which is the registrar for top-level domain names, the .coms, .nets.
Right. So VeriSign is one of those companies that if they disappear, you won't be able to get to most websites, .coms, .nets. You won't be able to send or receive most emails. A lot of things don't happen. Now, these denial of service attacks aren't permanent. They last for an hour, for a day, long ones maybe a couple of days. So this isn't shut down the internet forever. It's just for a short time. So what I found, and this is talking to people who are remaining anonymous, unfortunately, that there is someone who is trying to figure out how to do this at scale. They're launching these attacks not to take down the sites, but to figure out what it would take to take them down. They're launching sophisticated probing attacks for doing denial of service. And I mean, there's a lot of techie details here. The way to think of it is during the Cold War, the U.S. used to fly planes over the Soviet Union, very high altitudes. And the idea was not to bomb the Soviet Union, but to check on their air defense systems, to see when they would turn on, how they would react, what their blind spots, how they worked, that if someday there were war and we wanted to fly planes over the Soviet Union, we would know how.
Well, occasionally some of those planes did crash.
Occasionally there were problems, yes. But that kind of thing is what this very much looks like.
Okay, so
someone is figuring out how, in the event of them needing to be able to do this.
I want to talk with you more about the implications in just a second, but how did you discover that this was happening? How do the companies themselves know that this is happening, these probes?
So companies pay attention to denial of service attacks all the time. And these are not just probes. These are attacks at different levels with different techniques. And all of these companies have sophisticated mitigation techniques. They know how to solve it. Nothing went down during these tests. But they see them happening. And over the past year and a half or so, this certain kind of attack has been happening that looks very much like these probes. And I found out because I'm a name in the industry. People talk to me. And someone told me, look what I'm seeing. And showed me the data. I contacted other people at other companies who I know and said, I'm seeing this. Are you seeing this? I had two companies corroborate, again, anonymously. I found the VeriSign report, which is public. If you go to my blog post on this, you can read the VeriSign report, which doesn't go into the level of detail, but does talk about these same sorts of attacks.
Right.
Pretty much everyone I spoke to said, this is probably coming from China. Now, to be fair, that isn't definitive proof is hard here, but it is strong evidence. This doesn't feel like a hacker. This doesn't feel like a criminal. This looks like a nation state, like a cyber command, like a cyber military. just learning how to do offensive techniques should the need arise.
Mm. Now, you said it looks like China. Could it also look like Russia? Could it? I mean, gosh, I'm going to sound like a
tinfoil. Yeah, I know. This is hard.
I'm going to sound like a tinfoil hat wearer, but could it be the NSA testing American internet infrastructure? I don't know.
So maybe it could. And on the internet, it's pretty easy to hide the origins of attacks. You could pretend to come from somewhere else. And depending on how much you see, that subterfuge is more or less effective. So there are a lot of attacks that come from China that aren't China because everyone knows attacks come from China. That's a little harder to do with these distributed denial of service attacks because they are so big. So it's not that likely that the origin that it looks like isn't the origin it is, but it is possible. Could the NSA be doing this? I'm not going to say no, but it does get a little tinfoil hatty, I agree. This is hard because, you know, you want to name names because we want to know who's doing it, but it isn't definitive, and this kind of false flagging, this hiding of origins, is possible. Mm-hmm. The NSA, because they spy on so much of the internet, will know where this comes from. They will see it and they will know. They're not going to tell us.
Okay. Well, so if you're then one of these high-level internet backbone companies that's experiencing these denial-of-service attacks, I mean, you write in your blog post that it's even things like testing the ability to manipulate internet addresses to see how long it takes the companies to respond. So how do you protect against these?
So these companies are already protecting themselves. None of these attacks have resulted in outages, so they've all been successfully defended against. And there are a lot of techniques out there. There are companies that have mitigation techniques that all of these companies purchase from, and this is not a new attack. They are used to it. They know how to deal with it. So far we've been successful in mitigating these attacks. But the attacker now knows kind of the limits of what the defenses are and knows how to take the sites down. Now, you can spend more money on defenses, and this is a question all the companies will have to answer. That is it worth defending themselves? And if you think about it, we all make these choices, right? We defend our homes, our businesses against criminals. We actually don't defend them against war, right? If war happens, that's kind of above our pay grade, and we assume someone else is going to take care of it.
Yeah.
And maybe the companies will make those same decisions here. If in fact, you know, the unthinkable happens and the U.S. and China are at war that involves bombs and troops and, you know, all the things you see in war movies, that someone else will handle protecting the internet and it's not going to be these companies' responsibility anymore.
Well, so do we have federal level readiness then for a kind of attack like this?
In a lot of ways, we don't. And that's interesting. I mean, I'm now a fellow at the Kennedy School at Harvard University, and there's a whole cyber program looking at the military and cyberspace. And we're getting there. The problem we have, I don't know if it's a problem or a good thing, is that these are private infrastructures, that the ability of the U.S. military to intervene in corporate networks and corporate security is limited. And we like that. We don't want the military running our power grid, our internet, our airplanes like would happen in other countries. I mean, thinking of China, for example. Mm-hmm. So we want that separation.
Right. Well, you close your blog post by saying this is happening, these denial of service attacks on high-level internet companies, and people should know. Is that your way of sounding the alarm, saying that, you know, that it's likely that at some time in the future we could see a takedown of the internet? And what would the implications be?
Yeah, I don't think it's likely. I really don't. I mean, I really think these are preps for war, and I just don't think the large-scale wars that we saw in the mid-20th century are likely in the 21st century. I just see too much intermingling of economies and societies and peoples. But I did want people to know, and the fact that no one's talking about it, and these companies all talked to me under anonymity and agreed that I could publish anonymously, I felt like it was important to publish. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've heard from two other companies that said, yes, we're seeing this too. I'm urging them all to publish, to use their names, and we'll see if we'll get more actual data.
Bruce Schneier, I have to say, you are sounding much more confident than I feel.
I try.
Well, Bruce Schneier is a security technologist and a fellow at the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard University. He also writes the popular blog Schneier on Security, and we've got a link to his blog post at hereandnow.org. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.